What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're hour number three. Wow, how time flies when you're having fun. We're going to grab a phone call from Alex in Florida. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Not much, Michael. I do have a question. The Vault 7 release that WikiLeaks just released, now, isn't that like phase one of Vault 7? Aren't they promising to release a lot more of Vault 7, or is this the only release of Vault 7?
No. WikiLeaks is saying what they've already released is only 1% of what they have, which means they have about 800,000 documents yet to go.
I just have the feeling that there's going to be something big. I think they have something big, and I think that it
this
could
is
be
big.
Very damaging.
This is big, it's very damaging. I think you need to lower your expectations. As far as I'm concerned, this delegitimizes the entire U.S. government.
I do agree with you. Maybe I said that incorrectly. Let me just say, I think they have something that is humongous. Which this is humongous, but I don't know. For some reason, I think they're going to come out with something on 9/11 or something, maybe some evidence, or let me say, I hope that they have.
Oh, boy, I would love to see that. I would love to see somebody blow the whistle from inside on high on 9/11 for purely personal reasons. I would like somebody to blow the whistle on the murder of Vince Foster, which is what got me blacklisted out of Hollywood and started me on this path in my life. I would derive a great deal of satisfaction for somebody to come on out and say, yeah, you were right. The FBI lied and covered up the murder of the White House deputy counsel, made it look like a suicide. I'm not waiting for it to happen. I'm not holding my breath. But if were it to happen, I'd pop a champagne cork or two or 10.
That's right. Well, you know that, I mean, there should be, I mean, I'm sure they've been destroyed, the ones that they know of, but there should be satellite video of, like, the planes flying into the buildings of 9/11, or maybe a missile flying into the Pentagon, or think there's information out there.
Here's the thing. Most people think satellite imagery of Earth is what they see in Google Earth, where it's just always there and visible. But if you look closely at Google Earth, some of those images that they're using to make that map go back 5 or 6 years. There's a lot of satellite coverage up there in space, but it's not continuous and it's not global. Somebody would have to know to point the satellites at the World Trade Towers at the moment the aircraft were going to impact. Now, certainly after it all happened, there were satellites that were retasked to look at the World Trade Centers, and even the International Space Station took a picture flying over. But I'm not expecting to see any satellite imagery about that. So that's not going to happen. What would be convincing is for somebody to leak out all those videos they confiscated around the Pentagon that clearly show a passenger jet hitting that building, which would prove that all this talk about a missile and no plane at the Pentagon was just propaganda to try and ridicule the issue and make us all go away, which obviously didn't work. Big goof there. Okay.
Are you talking about the video, the 2-second clip that the Pentagon released of the supposed plane flying into the Pentagon, or no?
No, there's been no release of a 2-second video of the plane flying into the Pentagon. All we have are the still photos taken from the security cameras at the parking lot. And there are two sets of them. One of them was put all over the net and tried to say this proves it was a missile. The second set actually does clearly show the passenger jet, but that one has not gotten a lot of coverage.
Yeah. Well, anything
the FBI went around all the gas stations and stores and everything that were around that side of the Pentagon, and they confiscated all the security camera footage. So somebody has it somewhere.
That's right. I would love for Trump to actually show us where the CIA has evidence that Russia or supposed evidence that Russia hacked the had anything to do with the WikiLeaks and hacking the elections or the election according to Hillary Clinton. I want to see that because I want Hillary Clinton to be questioned
There isn't any. And in fact, one of the major points of the WikiLeaks exposure is that the CIA has a program that has stolen hacking tools from other countries to allow the United States to hack into computers and frame these other countries for it. And so any claims that Russia's fingerprints were found on the DNC computer hack are basically null and void at this point, because you cannot rule out that it was actually being done by Langley as a false flag to frame Russia.
That's right. And it's Hillary Clinton that started that claim that it was Russia. It was Hillary Clinton. We need to bring her little face to the TV screen explaining herself. Why you said that? There's no evidence. Why did you say that?
Oh, she'll just say that one of her underlings said it to her, and she trusted and believed him, and then she'll just dump the mess on some small fry. Maybe she'll claim Brian Pagliano told her, and since nobody seems able to find him, that would be the end of that evidence trail.
Yeah, that she sucks. She has so many of these Democrats bowing to her. It's pathetic that they believe that garbage that she has spread. It's garbage.
She ran her campaign as a personality cult, just like Jim Jones in Guyana or the founder of Scientology, L. Ron Hubbard. It's a personality cult. And once you have people trapped in a personality cult where they're worshiping that personality, they are oblivious to any facts that don't fit in with that worldview. They're fanatics.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's unbelievable. And the guy that started Rachel Maddow, I forget his name. With MSNBC, and he got let go. He was with ESPN. Oberman.
Yes, Keith Oberman.
The biggest trash on the internet. I can't believe he's there. You think Michael Moore's bad. Oberman's horrible. He has brain dead people believing what he's saying about Russia.
I don't know that his numbers are all that good right now. And of course, at this point, we can't even really trust the viewership audience numbers of the corporate media, because they've already been caught artificially inflating their social media followers, artificially inflating their website clicks. It may be that hardly anybody is still watching them, and they're just maintaining the illusion that they're getting the propaganda out there so that their financial masters don't stop signing those paychecks. Anyway, Alex, I got to let you go. We got a bunch of people waiting on the phone and a lot of news to cover. Lynn in Tennessee, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Like, switch gears here a little bit. In the past, you have many times mentioned that you thought that the mayors and other officials in these sanctuary cities should be charged under Title VIII of the U.S. Code.
Yes.
I looked up the Department of Justice Criminal Resource Manual, and looking over the list of offenses, it seems to me that what you're saying has a lot of merit. However, I'm not hearing this from many other sources, if any at all. I'm wondering...
Well, we're ahead of the curve.
Well, I'm wondering, and I've been thinking about this for a while, what if a White House petition demanding the arrest and prosecution of these officials were started? And what do you think the effectiveness of such a petition might be?
Well, if they got over the 100,000 signatures, it mandates a response from the White House, and that would put Trump on the spot of either saying, I will enforce the letter of the law, or I'm going to allow these mayors, by virtue of the fact that they are mayors, basically thumb their nose at the immigration law. So by all means, start such a petition, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. We're going to take one more phone call, then we're going to close the phone lines. Glenn in Philadelphia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. CNN has taken notice of the format of these Day Without protests.
Yes.
They're a little tired of the flack, some of the flack they've been taking lately. So in the spirit of letting us know how dependent upon them we are for our knowledge of truth in our daily lives. CNN is mounting on the 13th, Monday, going into a new week, a day without CNN boycott protests. And they're going to run Leave it to Beaver reruns all day and link their webpage to Drudge.
I think that's going to backfire horribly. I was
well,
a big fan
us.
Of Leave it to Beaver. What?
That'll show us how much we really need them.
Yeah, it certainly will. I was a big fan of Leave it to Beaver.
Yeah, that's a good reminder of saner days.
Yes, absolutely. Boy, sanity seems like such a far-off concept right now. And not just sanity, common sense. What happened to just common sense among people? It's just been eroded away with all this liberal political correctness. Keep us all confused and not sure what we think and what we know. It's time for us to just sit down and have a little soul search and say, this is what I think is right, and I'm going to stand by it, and nobody else is going to talk me out of it. Get back our own sense of identity and what we think is moral and right and just and common sense. That's all I'm asking for. I'm not asking for a lot from you. Just return to common sense. Okay?
Well, we live in a culture of people who have a lot of gut and spine problems. So, anyway. All right. Mike, take care.
All righty. All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. We're going to close the phone lines for a bit because I'm way behind in the talking points. And, yeah, boy, it's out there. Now then, article that came out of Blacklisted News. It's a follow-up. A while back, there was an article of admitted false flag attacks, and it was a collection of some 44 cases where government officials had admitted there were false flag attacks used to start wars or push some other kind of agenda. This latest entry at Blacklisted News, the list has now grown to over 60. So you need to understand that false flag attacks are a reality. You are controlled with lies, fraud, and deception, and it's always been that way. So this brings us to this current screed where we're being told that North Korea is getting ready to attack Hawaii. And again, looking for what should be there and isn't, I have to wonder why. We have a huge Korean population on this island. And it's true, the command control communication for the Pacific Fleet still goes through Pearl Harbor, but all the really major weapons are over at Guam. Now, maybe somebody friendly to the U.S. agenda would flip off a nuclear missile from the Western Pacific that would miss Oahu, but provide a really spectacular mushroom cloud on the far horizon for the tourists to take picture of, and then, oh my goodness, we're off to war with North Korea. And, of course, this dovetails with that story that just came out of memory about how Russia is burying nuclear mole missiles along our coastline for a surprise nuclear attack with no warning, which, by the way, I remember reading that in a science fiction book some years ago about how they had a submarine that could just drill a missile silo into the seabed, which is an engineering feat I would like to see. Apparently, three members of Osama bin Laden's family have died in a suspicious plane crash. They're claiming the pilot became overwhelmed as he approached Black Bush Airport in Hampshire. And I don't know. It sounds to me suspiciously like wet work. Now, remember, Osama bin Laden's older brother, Salim bin Laden, was business partners with George W. Bush in a failed venture called Arbusto Energy, and Salim bin Laden also died in a small plane crash. Now, more and more people are beginning to look back at what happened to Abbottabad and realizing that was not Osama bin Laden who was in that building. And they're wondering what really happened to Osama bin Laden. Well, we all know he died in December of 2001 of, I think it was Marfan syndrome. He was very, very ill. And, of course, all the created bin Laden since then get younger and younger and healthier and healthier. And even Wikipedia, in their article on Osama bin Laden, they're using one of the faked photos. That isn't really a photo of the real Osama bin Laden. It's one of the manufactured fakes. So maybe these three members of the bin Laden family were getting ready to go public and say, yeah, all these modern bin Ladens, Osama bin Ladens, they were all fakes. Wasn't him in Abbottabad. He died of natural causes in December of 2001. There's a lot of wet work going on, and I fear there'll be a lot more before we're out of this mess here. All right, let's talk about the economic news here. There's some good, some bad. Kind of hard to guess what's going on. Trump's first full month in office brings a massive employment boom. U.S. companies added 298,000 new jobs in February. Now, against a total U.S. unemployment of 90 million, it's a drop in the bucket, but it is significant because it absolutely beat all of the forecasts and predictions by almost double. And that's got everybody just saying, oh, something's definitely going on here. Now, somebody who's enjoying a bit of a boom is Ivanka Trump. Now, remember when Donald Trump won the presidency and all of a sudden all these liberal-owned department stores like Nordstrom said, we're dropping the Ivanka Trump line. It's poor sales. We're putting her on the closeout bin, and you'll have to just look for it in the racks here. And apparently people did. Because apparently Ivanka Trump's line sales skyrocketed in February. They broke records. And all those stores that threw her line out are not enjoying that economic success. So I have a recommendation to the stockholders of places like Nordstrom that dropped Ivanka, that next board of directors election, you might want to remind those executives they are there to make profits for you, the stockholder, not political statements that harm the profits of the stockholders. Money talks and politics walks should be the new rule in all of these economic endeavors. Now, a lot of people are talking about the Dow euphoria. This is over at DeviantInvestor.com. And they're talking about how, once again, we're seeing the stock market being driven up by the extreme low cost of borrowing money from the Federal Reserve. And people are borrowing money at low cost. They're putting in the stock market. They're waiting for the stock market to go up. They sell the stock. They pay back the loan plus the low interest, and they make a profit. It's pure, rank speculation. The problem is, if Yellen does raise the rates, it's all going to come crashing down. They really are between a rock and a hard place. Now, purely for the benefit of the economy, Yellen should keep the rates down, but we know politics is now involved. And one of the ways that Trump's enemies would like to derail him is to raise the cost of borrowing to derail his infrastructure improvement plan. Because Donald Trump has come into office with a serious, serious problem. He's got all these things he wants to do for the American people and no money to do it with, because the American people are broke, they're taxed into poverty, and all the money has been spent on war and Israel and Obamacare and the refugees and the illegal immigrants. Now, the first quarter gross domestic product is basically at 1.2%. That's the current estimate. That's a slash down from 1.8%. At the first of the year, they were forecasting 3%, and still they're talking about a rate hike. And that further reinforces that there are considerations other than the economy at work in Janet Yellen's mind. Mexico has canceled sugar export permits to the United States in a trade dispute fueled by the immigration wall. And boy, what a shame we here in Hawaii shut down so many of our sugar mills, because we sure could have benefited from the United States needing to buy our sugar again. But water under the bridge, or sugar cane under the thresher. Got to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
End time is not what you thought.
In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
Aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And the German economy is dealing with a crisis over there. Their automakers are getting into the same degree of difficulty as American automakers. They're producing cars. Nobody's buying them. You cannot expect the people of a nation to buy the products that are for sale if you will not let them trade their labor for decent wages and salaries. And I do not understand this mindset in the United States where these money junkies are out there screaming about, you know, driving down wages and salaries, and then they stand around wondering why nobody's showing up at their stores and restaurants to buy things. We need to return to that common sense approach to the economy that we had in Henry Ford. The best way to become prosperous is to make your community prosper around you. Henry Ford paid the workers at his car factory enough where they could afford to buy the cars they were building, and that became his best advertisement. It really was a car for the working class. So over in Germany, their factory orders have hit the lowest level since 2009. It's all locking up. Now, Marine Le Pen is out there already talking about what she's going to do after winning the French presidency, which, short of a coup d'etat or an assassination, seems highly certain at this point. And she is saying that France will reintroduce the franc. France will have their own indigenous currency, the franc, back again. It will be issued at the rate of 1 franc to 1 euro to avoid any kind of economic shock. Remember, Berlusconi was out there saying Italy should bring back the lira right now to operate in parallel with the euro because of the severe possibility that the European Union is going to collapse and that euro from the European Central Bank is going to be worthless. Sure, there'll be collector's items. There's now growing concern that the European Union's most recent Greek bailout may have been illegal, which would hardly be surprising. Half of Greece's debt was created illegally in this underhanded deal between Papandreou and Goldman Sachs. But Christine Lagarde says, debt is holy, debt is sacrosanct. We don't care if your government created the debt through fraud. You, the people, are slaves to it for eternity. Sorry, got carried away there. And apparently there's a concern raised over the coercion and arm twisting that was going on with the government of Greece to get them to go along with this. And this latest Greek deal has resulted in violent protests in Greece. And right now, Greek farmers are clashing with police in central Athens in this protest against increased taxes, reduced pensions, and all of the other problems with this multi-million euro bailout, which is just another loan. And Greece's creditors are now openly talking about privatization of Greece's ancient heritage. Gee, wouldn't that Parthenon look great out front of that casino out there in Las Vegas? Remember when that land development in Las Vegas bought the London Bridge? And after it was already over there and installed, they realized they'd made a mistake because what they thought they were buying was the Tower Bridge. But Tower Bridge is called Tower Bridge. London Bridge, made famous in song, London Bridge is Falling Down, was actually a much more modest structure. A little bit of a goof on that one here. The refugee situation is still not looking any better. Apparently, a Muslim asylum seeker has been imprisoned for life for killing his landlady in Germany because she was an infidel. Well, at least he doesn't have to worry about being deported back home. He's got a home for life now there in Germany. Apparently in Sweden, PC Sweden, there are no rapes, there are no problems. Apparently, Muslim migrant teens raped a 14-year-old girl at school. They've been allowed to remain in the school. She, on the other hand, has been transferred to another school. She's the one who got punished for what happened. This is PC gone crazy, PC gone wild. Another migrants have been arrested, 11 of them, as they hurl rocks at the police. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
I was introduced to this remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, and to say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies per day, and the cost to the consumer for 9 to 11 servings is about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar in the store. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies helps boost the immune system by over 720%, and they also provide a health coach for you at no charge to guide you with any questions you may have. And you can also visit their website for testimonials on balanceofnature.com. So take steps to give yourself better overall health and call them now, toll free at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com right now. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code TALK for a special discount. That's balanceofnature.com and use promo code TALK.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Tonight, women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, apparently, over at the University of Michigan, there is this white student, a woman, and apparently she had fabricated a story about a strange man scratching her face back on November 15th. And she claimed that her attack was part of a surge in hate crimes following the election of Donald Trump. And she was she claimed she was targeted for wearing a solidarity pin connected to the Brexit vote. And as it turns on out, she made it all up. And she's now pled guilty to one count of false reporting of a misdemeanor. And it is a reminder that a lot of people are engaging in hoaxes and fraud against you, the American people. And you must be on your guard all the time. Caveat emptor. Let the buyer beware. And I'll give you another example, because a story was just posted to my website from Investment Watch blog, and it's talking about a poll that was conducted on the 1st and 2nd of last year, December last year, which showed that ABC, CBS, the New York Times, and CNN were among the most credible news sources in the U.S., And news sources that were deemed to be not credible were places like Breitbart and InfoWars. See, the corporate media is still trusted. We have the American people. Until you go into the raw data and you find out that the vast majority of people being polled were female Democrats, self-described liberals, suburbanites, no military background, who voted for Barack Obama. That's hardly a representative sample of the American people. So they're faking the polls to protect their own reputations in the corporate media, just like they were faking the polls to claim that Hillary was winning in a landslide and Donald Trump could never possibly be president of the United States of America. So if at first you don't succeed, lie again, and that's exactly what's going on there. Getting on back to frauds, we're still finding out more and more about this guy who was phoning in these bomb threats to these Jewish centers, and supposedly he did it to annoy his former girlfriend. Now we're finding out this guy is actually pro-Israel, spoke favorably about Israel, had lots of Jewish friends. His ex-girlfriend was Jewish. And again, it was another hoax. It was another hoax. Now, over in Europe, Brexit negotiator Guy Verhofstadt is out there screaming that nationalism is a disease, and it's sweeping across Europe. It's a disease for people to want their own countries. If you're anyone not willing to be the slave of the globalists is obviously mentally ill, and we should send them to the gulags. How Stalinesque of him. No, we're not mentally ill. We're looking at how all of this empire building has adversely impacted on Europe, how it's adversely impacting on the United States of America. We're employing our common sense, and common sense is not a mental illness. Part of it, I think, is these globalists are caught up in their own dreams of glory. They think it's so exciting that we're going to have a one-world government and a one-world private central bank, and they just can't comprehend that anybody wouldn't be just as much in love with this as they are. But again, if you go back and you look at empires, they're always built at a cost. Everyone looks at Emperor Qin Huangdi, the first emperor of United China, the guy who brought all these little areas together into China. He's got this magnificent tomb, terracotta army. They're still not going into the tomb yet. They're not sure what they're going to find in there. I hope they do while I'm still alive. I'd love to see what's in there. But when you read the history of how he accomplished what he did, a lot of Chinese people suffered horribly and died. When you look at the Great Wall of China, you see the bricks on the outside. What you don't see on the inside are all the bones of the workers who died working on that wall. Everyone talks about Alexander the Great. He was a conqueror. He built this gigantic empire. Yeah, and for Alexander and his generals, it was a pretty good deal. And all the people that were conquered, they didn't do very well. Look at the Roman Empire. Rome was great up until the end. But all those conquered provinces had to work hard and turn their wealth over to Rome. And that's what we're looking at. We're looking at history and realizing that all these empires are always a raw deal for ordinary people who just want to be left alone, to work, to enjoy the fruits of their work, to take care of their family. That's it. That's all we want. We'll be happy if you just let us have that. But the empire builders, they want control. They want to control what you think. They want to control what your children eat at lunch. They want to control what medicines you take, what medicines you don't take. Along with money junkieism, there's power junkieism. A desire to own and control absolutely everything down to a minute degree. And it's always a horrible, horrible deal for those on the losing end of that equation here. Now, Nigel Farage is out there in Great Britain demanding a new referendum, and no, this is not a rehash of Brexit. He's actually saying it's time for the British people to decide if they want to go on having a House of Lords in Parliament. That would be the equivalent of the Senate here in our system of government. because the House of Lords has been opposing the will of the British voters all along, trying to find some way to derail the Brexit. And we look at some of the occupants of our Senate, like John McCain, there may in fact be merit to that idea of taking away from the ultra-rich and powerful a disproportionate share of authority within the government. So that's Nigel Farage's situation. As you know, during Secretary of Education DeVos' confirmation, Senator Al Franken, and I have a problem with him because when he was a comedian and he told a joke, we'd all laugh. Now that he's in the Senate and he tells a joke, it's a law. And Franken went after DeVos' lack of experience with public schools. And, of course, Al Franken is opposed to school choice. He's opposed to the voucher system. He thinks everybody should go through the Common Core public schools. Turns out he himself never did that. He was sent to private school, one of the most exclusive private schools in the Minneapolis area, $30,000 per year. And that was back when Franklin was young. So it's okay for people like Al Franken to go to private school and get a really good education. But you serfs, you hoi polloi, you're going to go to Common Core. You're going to get your brainwashing. You're going to get your Michelle Obama lunches. Thankfully, that's going away. And learn how to be the great proletariat. Now, yesterday I mentioned briefly there's a new virtual currency out called Cloak Coin, and already it has been targeted by hackers. If you are going to avail yourself of the system, and I'm not making a recommendation one way or the other, but apparently the wallet software is now available for multiple download sites, and you should get it only from cloakcoin.com because apparently the versions being offered at other download sites come with built-in malware. In fact, that should be a general rule of thumb for anything that you're getting off of the internet. When you do a search for something like the Adobe Reader, you'll get links to the Adobe website and you'll get links to these other, we're convenient downloading service, we'll provide all this stuff for you. And you should go to the source. Go to the people who actually make it. Download it from them. Because a lot of software that is out there is being hacked based on WikiLeaks revelations, probably by the CIA itself. We were talking about this tool that the CIA has developed where they will plug a USB drive into your computer and it will infect already installed, cleared by your antivirus software. And, of course, another aspect of the WikiLeaks exposure is that all of the major antivirus malware software is rigged to ignore what the CIA is doing. The problem with that is the cyber criminals will find that out. How does the CIA's malware avoid detection by the antivirus? Well, we'll just craft our software to fit that same model. This actually happened with one of the earlier government malwares from the FBI called Magic Lantern, which was supposed to illuminate the dark recesses of your computer for the benefit of the FBI. And there was an agreement with the various antivirus companies that they were not going to report the presence of Magic Lantern. What happened? The cyber criminals took apart Magic Lantern and started making malware versions that would slip through the existing doorway for the FBI's version. And apparently the fact that all of our computers are now wide open to criminals is of zero concern to the U.S. government as long as they retain the option to peek into your private little world, steal your business secrets for their cronies, steal naked pictures of your significant other, or worse, your children, to amuse themselves with. This doesn't sound like a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. It sounds like a government by the spooks, of the spooks, and for the spooks. Now, Britain is now looking at their digital economy bill, which, like the EU itself, started out as one thing and then turned into something else. The digital economy bill was originally intended to be a platform for a more ambitious country in delivering ultra-fast broadband and mobile networks. Instead, The digital economy bill has imposed all kinds of restrictions, mandatory age verification practices for porn websites, which can be evaded through fraud, giving the government inappropriate and unfettered powers to share citizen data across the public sector. In other words, to gather up information and sell it to advertisers, to end any semblance of privacy and basically strangle free speech. You get a sense that these governments are very much afraid of we the people, because I can smell the panic on the Potomac all the way out here in Oahu. Apparently, Western Digital has a hardware product. It's a disk drive in a standalone case. It's called MyCloud. It's your own personal cloud server. And apparently, it is has been found to be easily hijacked from outside the internet. Apparently, it turns out it's very easy to get into the internal administrative web server. That's the little part that when you log in to this remote device, you get a little web page with all your controls. Routers have them, switches have them, and these external drives now have them. And apparently, it can be gotten into, and the attacker can upload files, download files, plant child porn to get you arrested. And so Western Digital is working on patches, but until the patches are available, you might want to consider air gapping that unit when you're not actually using it. Now then, a lot of the security certificates on websites are still using what's called the SHA-1 hash algorithm. Roughly 20% of websites still use it, but apparently it too is easy to spoof, and more companies are saying they're not going to accept security certificates from anybody who is still using that hash algorithm, including Google, Microsoft, and Mozilla. Now, everyone's always concerned about security certificates, and there is a reason. But it's an issue primarily for websites that are asking you for things like credit card information and financial data. Other websites like These Are My Cookie Recipes, or My Car Sucks, or My Stuff Sucks, or like the website I crafted for Claire's Choir, for the singers to learn their music on. It doesn't need a security certificate because it's just out there shoving information out. Nobody puts anything in. But if you are running a website that you that does traffic in financial information, private personal information of your users, you do need to have a security certificate with one of the newer hashing algorithms, or you're going to start finding some browsers are not going to allow access to your site. Now, one of the nastiest pieces of malware that's actually coming from the Google Play Store masks as a tool to download and save content from YouTube. This is this kind of functionality is one of the most hacked malware-prone tools you can get, whether it's for the smartphone or the desktop. Tools that say, we will help you save local copies of files from YouTube, are very often harbingers of malware. In this one, it's called Hidatbz. And basically what it is, it installs an ad server on your device. And then it tells you that if you do not give this app 5 stars at the Google Play Store, you will get even more ads than you're getting now. So it's basically extortion, where they're saying, we're going to give you ads, you can't turn it off unless you delete the application, and you can't complain to Google Play Store, or we'll fill up your phone with 5 times as many ads. I have to be very honest. Many years ago, in the early days of computer animation, I worked in advertising because only TV commercials had the money to afford the dollar per running second of computer animation. And even back then, it was a little slimy, but there were rules that advertisers followed. Some of them were rooted in common sense. You don't annoy your audience or they're going to turn off the message. Today's online advertisers seem to have forgotten all those lessons that were learned through trial and error through the early history of advertising. If I could find an angel to cover the cost of running this operation, I would be delighted to get rid of my advertisers, because some of them are abusive, intrusive, some of tried to foist malware on our readers, and I've, it's I've got enough of a workload without having to constantly be looking over the shoulder and double checking that my advertisers aren't changing things to take advantage of our readers. But in the end, any advertiser who annoys or angers the people they're pitching to, they've already lost the sale for their end client. And the end clients need to start looking at that and stop hiring ad agencies and ad providers that use these kind of aggressive, abusive tactics, because they're not going to get a sales return for their advertising dollar on that. All right, we're coming up here on a commercial break. We're going to be back with the last segment of our show today after these few words from our sponsors.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay, unemployment get.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm going to spend this last segment sort of recapping on the revelations from WikiLeaks CIA data dump, which taken together with Edward Snowden's revelations about the NSA, are basically waking Americans up to the fact that almost everything in our life has been turned into an asset for the government to use against us. our computers, our TV sets, our tablets, our cell phones. There's the OnStar system in every new car where they could turn on the microphone, listen to you on that. There are those supermarket discount cards that track all of your purchases for a central database. Now, I'm not a Luddite, but I'm thinking that we could actually see a serious backlash here. You've probably all heard the word sabotage, right? And it actually came from a worker revolt against automated knitting machines when they were first starting to bring these large steam-powered knitting machines to make cloth with, and it put a lot of cloth makers out of work. And what they would do is take their shoes off and throw them into the works to break the needles. Now, in France, a shoe is called sabot, hence the word sabotage. Now, in this office, obviously, I have a lot of computer equipment. Outside of this office, I'm kind of walking away from it. I no longer have a computerized coffee maker. Thankfully, my Samsung TV is so old it does not have a microphone. And to be honest, Claire and I don't really talk about anything that interesting to anybody but Claire and myself. But there is a principle involved, and it's called that Fourth Amendment. The U.S. government is acting illegally, unconstitutionally, and illegitimately, and every American needs to start recognizing that. It's time for a zero-tolerance policy. If the federal government is not 100% in compliance with that Constitution and that Bill of Rights, they are not the legal government of this land. They are usurpers. They are conquerors. They are tyrants. They are dictators. And now we are all starting to see it. The faction fights are breaking into open public view. The justice system is discrediting itself with its rulings on immigration and its free pass to Hillary Clinton's Title 18 violations. I really do see very strong parallels between what is going on in the United States today and events in the former Soviet Union in the months leading up to its complete collapse. So, whether we're going to have a Soviet collapse or a civil war in the streets, or if they're going to start a real world war that this nation ultimately will lose, we're looking at some very challenging times ahead. Talk to each other, real world. Start reestablishing a sense of community with your friends and neighbors, because you're going to need it for the coming months. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and get something useful done this afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. The Lady Claire is promising she'll be here in hour number three of Friday. So until tomorrow, stay informed, stay skeptical, make good choices, share what you know with everybody that you know. Take all these stories about the CIA WikiLeaks files and Obama spying on Trump and just spread them all over social media and your email. We've got to keep pushing on this story until we force the corporate media and the government to deal with this. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.